Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous, do not fear, or be in dread of them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. 2 Samuel 23:12. But he took his stand in the midst of the plot and defended it, and struck down the Philistines. And the Lord worked a great victory. Psalm 3:6. I will not be afraid of the many thousands of people who have set themselves against me all around. Psalm 37:23-24. The steps of man are established by the Lord. When he delights in his way, though he fall, he shall not be cast headlong, for the Lord upholds his hand. Isaiah 40:31. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Psalm 37:5. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act. Matthew 19:26. But Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Mark 9:23. And Jesus said to him, if you can, all things are possible for one who believes. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through him who strengtheneth me. 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. Ephesians 6:13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Colossians 3:23-24. Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. 1 Timothy 4:8. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for life to come. 1 Timothy 4:12. Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. 2 Timothy 2:5. An athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Hebrews 12:11. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Hebrews 12:12. Therefore, lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees. Hebrews 12:13. And make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. Philippians 2:3. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Proverbs 25:27. It is not good to eat much honey, nor is it glorious to seek one's own glory. Ephesians 6:10. Be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with Him. Draw your strength from Him. 1 John 4:4. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who lives in you and was given to you by God. You do not belong to yourself, for God bought you with a high price. So you must honor God with your body. Romans 12:1. Offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. 1 Corinthians 10:13. But remember this, the wrong desires that come into your life aren't anything new and different. Many others have faced exactly the same problems before you, and no temptation is irresistible. You can trust God to keep the temptation from becoming so strong that you can't stand up against it, for He has promised this and will do what He says. He will show you how to escape temptation's power so that you can bear up patiently against it. 1 Corinthians 9:27. I don't know about you, but I'm running hard for the finish line. I'm giving everything I've got, no sloppy living for me. I'm staying alert and in top condition. Acts 24:16. Therefore, I always exercise and discipline myself. Proverbs 31:17. She girds herself with strength, spiritual, mental, and physical fitness for her God-given task and makes her arms strong and firm. 1 Corinthians 3:17. If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? 2 Peter 1:5-6. For this reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness. 1 Corinthians 10:31. So whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Romans 14:20. Do not, for the sake of food, destroy the work of God. Everything is indeed clean, but it is wrong for anyone to make another stumble by what he eats. 1 Corinthians 9:26. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air. Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Ephesians 5:18. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:12. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be enslaved by anything. 1 Timothy 4:7. Have nothing to do with irrelevant, silly myths. Rather, train yourself for godliness. Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.